This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is take control of the airwaves by calling us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently in the Houston, Texas area, bureaucrats will be going door-to-door to conduct a survey and collect blood samples from people.
Nothing I give you a blood sample.
Nothing to be concerned with here. Don't you worry about it. Chicago.
The government's coming around
and
collecting blood from people door-to-door.
It's okay. It's for your own safety.
Good God. They haven't taxed us enough. Now they want blood.
Literally, yeah.
Are they armed? They're going to get bit by dogs.
They're going to get bit by me.
So that one's in the
news. Hold on. You want my blood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want yours too. We've got something in common.
They better send a team, right? Like first they need a cop for the dogs, then they need a phlebotomist to do the proper blood draw. They need a couple of people to hold me down. What?
Slippery Slope, his new Bitcoin mining pool, censors transactions. We're going to talk about Bitcoin here tonight because we did a lot of COVID talk last night. They've been shoving a lot more garbage down our throats with COVID restrictions.
Oh, man. The branch COVIDians are at it again.
Yeah, it's getting worse in a lot of places. And so if you want to comment on anything, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. But I did want to talk about something that may be happening. And it's a weird thing to talk about something that might happen.
Yeah, we don't usually do that here on Free Talk Live. You know, there's lots of weird, stupid bills that get introduced by insane legislators around the United States.
Well, some of those actually don't happen.
Most of them
don't.
Right,
a lot of them don't.
Right.
But a lot of them do.
Some of them might happen.
Right.
So they might, because nothing is so stupid that some legislator might not pass it.
It's legislature. Right. There's some really great stuff out there that they introduce, in so much as show prep great stuff. I don't mean...
As in worthy of talking about.
It's horrifying. Stuff that is the fodder that Free Talk Live does. It's just that years ago we decided there's so much of it that we'll leave it to another show to discuss. Generally...
If it passes, we'll talk
and we'll
about
talk
it.
About it. We'll talk about it when it passes. At least, you know, it should at the very least pass one house before we begin to discuss it.
Right.
That's our bar.
I'll ridicule it in the far distance.
Yeah. So, but in this case, we're talking about something that has happened on multiple occasions, which is a Bitcoin fork. And there are different types of Bitcoin forks.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Joe Biden touching children.
No, but I'm sure that'll be in the news at some point.
That happens on a regular basis.
Yeah, so you can always check out joebiden.info if you need to see the latest on Joe Biden touching children videos, because they have them there.
Mm.
At least I presume they didn't take that website down.
No, it was up a couple of days ago.
Okay, good to know. So, but we're talking about Bitcoin forks, which are not near as salacious, but they are definitely controversial within the community of cryptocurrency users and advocates and things like that. And anytime you talk about Bitcoin, what this would be called is a chain fork, because there's different types of forks. You can take the code of Bitcoin and you can fork the code and make your own Bitcoin copy. You know, you can call it whatever you want, Litecoin or Dash or
a clone
or whatever. You can clone
basically.
It. Yeah. There's a soft fork.
So make a new Genesis block, you're saying.
Yeah, starting from scratch.
Over,
you're just doing your own thing. And then there's soft forks and hard forks, which have to do with existing software for crypto and, you know, whether you want to soft fork and upgrade it that is in a way backwards compatible, meaning people using older versions can continue using their version. Or there's a hard fork, which means that everybody using the software in question needs to upgrade in order to continue on forward into the future. And then
they don't have to.
true.
I mean, somebody could continue running the original software. Miners would have to continue running the original software, and nobody can stop them.
That's true.
From doing.
And they could fork the chain, which is the type of fork I want to talk about today, where you take an existing cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, and then they, you know, two sides disagree on a thing, and they go off in different directions, and then all of a sudden you have two competing versions of the original chain, which...
Right. Basically competing to bribe the people who used to hold it better than the other one to continue to spend in their coin by making their value higher.
Yeah, and so I want to just jump into the story here, and this I actually just posted over at freekeen.com, and it's timely because the Bitcoin Cash blockchain could be going through one of these forks coming up on the 15th of November, which we are here on Thursday night tonight. That would be, I believe, in the middle of the day, roughly, or early in the morning, depending on your time zone. It's going to be on Sunday. Basically.
So this is your original content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. So correct me if I'm wrong on anything that you, I've done my best to research this.
And that's what I do for a living, Ian.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I know. Thanks.
You mean if you're wrong about anything...
in general, but specifically on the story.
Okay, on the story.
Yeah. So I have a list I've been keeping.
Yeah. One of the strengths...
Alphabetical or in order of importance?
Chronological.
I re-index it from time to time.
Chronological.
One of the strengths of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is its open, decentralized nature. The code itself is open source, as released by the anonymous Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2009. Anyone can fork the code or copy it and create their own cryptocurrency, tweaking the software however one wants. And this has been done many thousands of times in the last decade and has resulted in an overwhelming number of cryptocurrencies, many of which are very interesting to speculate about but have little real-life relevance.
Right.
Bitcoin, BTC, which was the original, far and away is still the king of the hill of cryptocurrency. In fact, we were talking earlier this week about how Bitcoin's
market cap being absolutely useless.
And we're going to get into that, but or near to useless. But the Bitcoin market cap recently eclipsed that of Disney.
Wow.
The Bitcoin market cap eclipsed like a bunch of U.S. companies. In fact, it was number 18 when ranked by compared to these other companies as far as, you know, the money that they're worth, basically.
Right. And it seems that and the reason this is so is because it seems like people want to speculate on Bitcoin.
They are.
They want to hold it. They want to possess it. But they
want to touch it. They want to love it.
They don't want to use it for what it was created for.
No, and if they actually tried to, they would find out that it is actually, in point of fact, unusable as cash, as electronic cash. And I'll get to that upcoming.
I mean, unless you're spending it in $100,000 blocks or something.
So Satoshi Nakamoto again released this. Then in 2017, for the first time ever, a different kind of fork happened with Bitcoin. This one happened internally and contentiously. So here's a little bit of history for those of you who are brand new to this subject. And every time I do one of these stories about Bitcoin and what's happening to it, I always feel like I have to kind of retell from the beginning. Because while you can operate in the dark about cryptocurrency, a little bit of information can, you know, go a long way.
Right. There's not enough people in the cryptosphere, at least the articles that I end up reading, that that bring the verbiage down so that everybody can understand.
Right.
I've been in cryptocurrency. We were the first media in the world to discuss cryptocurrency. And ladies and gentlemen, you can email me at markatfreetalklive.com with any evidence contrary to that statement. We were the first media in the world to discuss Bitcoin here in December 28th, 2010. I've been in cryptocurrency for quite some time. And a lot of these people write articles I don't understand.
Yeah, they presume you're starting with some knowledge base that you may or may not have. So this happened internally and contentiously. In 2017, Bitcoin's network was full of transactions, just like it is today. Similar to recent months, network fees then were rising dramatically as people looking to send transactions as quickly as possible bid up the fees to ridiculous levels. For instance, within the last week, I paid about $10 worth of Bitcoin to send a transaction. This is crazy expensive for sending crypto, which shouldn't cost more than 1 or 2 cents or even less.
Sure, Bitcoin Cash does cost a fraction of a cent to send.
Sometimes it's 1 or 2 cents.
Okay.
I've seen that.
I wouldn't bid over for 2 pennies.
I've never seen it over a penny.
I've seen it. It happens.
It happens, but there's a variety of things to say about it, and it often has to do with small transactions sent into a wallet that you're then sending a large transaction out of.
And that gets a little technical, but yeah, that has to do with how the Bitcoin network works.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the size of the transaction, not the amount of the transaction, but the actual... the number of bytes.
Size matters.
Correct. When it comes to Bitcoin, it definitely does. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we'll continue with what's going to happen possibly this weekend on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Some funky beats beats there. I don't know what that
Hear
is.
That funky music, but, white boys.
That's not our normal music bed, but we're still here. It is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian with you.
And nobody.
And Mark.
We're talking about the world of cryptocurrency and the different strange occurrences that can happen, specifically the idea of a what they call a chain split or a fork in the blockchain. And we'll get into more of what these terms mean here in just a moment. Also, I want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Now, I want to be clear. Bitcoin.com does not tell us what to say or what opinions to have or what cryptocurrencies to like here on Free Talk Live. Just want to make that clear. Bitcoin.com has...
They'll make their case.
They have a horse in the race.
Yeah.
Okay, when it comes to their favorite. And I believe they're backing, and we'll talk about what's happening here with Bitcoin Cash in just a moment. But they don't tell us what to do
right.
at any point.
They're an advertiser. Yeah. And we come up with our own opinions.
And they're different usually between the hosts of the show.
Yeah.
Like we don't all come at this from the same perspective in a lot of cases. In fact, I don't know where you guys fit in this question that we're going to be talking about coming up about what may happen with Bitcoin Cash forking on Sunday. But
well, that's just these two, Roger. If you want to send me some money, I'll give you the copy you want.
Say whatever he wants you to say. All right.
Watch out for the lead hungry guy.
Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn more about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, because these schisms have happened before, and we'll get into the history of what happened the first time when Bitcoin Cash was originally created. But you can go to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics. Now's a good time to do that. We're going to dig into a little deeper than the basics here tonight, but I'm going to try to make it as understandable and simple as it possibly can be, because it can be a complex subject, and it's important to not
just brush over everything.
Yeah, complexify something like this.
Lay the foundation. But the fact is that we cannot go and reset every single segment. So
that's true.
You need to
listen to the whole thing.
You need to listen to this whole show, start to finish. And if you didn't get the front part of it, you can always, and this is true for every episode,
right.
You can go to archives.freetalklive.com. We've got free episodes going there back for close to two decades.
Yeah, and by the way, you could just go to freetalklive.com, and it's usually right there at the top of the page.
As well as
the last few days are right there. So we're talking about the idea of the Bitcoin fork, and in this case, the chain fork, the chain split, when one Bitcoin or one project can become two. So let me continue here. So what happened back in 2017 was the Bitcoin network was full. You had the fees to send Bitcoin, because the customer sends the Bitcoin, and they pay the fee to do that. Usually it was very small. Well, they ran up real big in 2017 because the network was full, and the Bitcoin programmers and community couldn't come to an agreement on how to scale up Bitcoin to meet the demand of the market and keep...
Screwed the poop.
Right, and keep fees low. Yeah. So one side offered a simple solution they said was Satoshi's original vision to increase the block size. And the block size is a technical term describing the number of bytes maximum that a block can be when it's mined onto the blockchain.
Yeah, the best way to describe block size is the size of the envelope. Currently, the envelope allows...
into which these transactions are being put.
Right. Allows something like 1,000 transactions every 10 minutes. Is that about right?
I don't know.
Yeah. So it allows... A certain number of transactions every 10 minutes, generally. And
but the more Trump votes you can fit in a bag, the easier you can rig the election.
Don't mess with the analogy. I'm trying to make this easy for people. Okay, so what they, what one side wanted to do was first double the size of the envelope so mm-hmm. that you would then double the amount of transactions that happen every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The other side is like, I don't really even understand the other side's
we'll get
argument,
to that.
But, no was the answer.
So I'll tell you about that.
The other side was saying, well, we've been paid off by the bankers to make this thing fail.
I addressed that coming up here as well. So the blockchain being the major innovation that makes Bitcoin such an important development. It's always important to explain what the blockchain is. It's a public ledger of all the Bitcoin transactions that have occurred since the beginning, since 2009, when Satoshi Nakamoto released this thing to the world. The blockchain is decentralized and distributed. There are thousands of copies of it all around the world, and this distribution is why Bitcoin cannot be taken down by world governments. It exists in too many places at once. So anyway, when Satoshi created Bitcoin, there was
like
no
syphilis.
Limit. There was no limit on the block size. Later, Satoshi added a block size of 1 megabyte, apparently without telling anyone. Satoshi later disappeared from public view and hasn't been seen since. Why did Satoshi add the limit? Well, there's speculation, but apparently Satoshi never explained it. Regardless, it exists, and some in the Bitcoin community say it should be raised. The larger the block size, as Mark explained, the more transactions can be fit in a block, which are generally mined onto the blockchain roughly every 10 minutes. More transactions per block means more transaction volume can be handled at once, and therefore lower network fees. Simple, right? Unfortunately, not everyone agreed. Another group was against raising the block size, instead proposing much more complex ideas, including segregated witness and Lightning Network, as solutions. Now, I don't have the ability to explain them, so I won't try. Suffice it to say, they implemented...
the primary problem with them, a solution.
That's a major problem, for sure. They implemented segregated witness, and its effect on the network fees was completely unremarkable.
Unremarkable is the best way to describe it, yes.
The much ballyhooed Lightning Network is still in development. So the jury is out on that.
Right. And the people on the other side, we'll call them the big blockers. The big blockers predicted that Lightning Network would be
in development hell.
In development hell for a very long period of time.
The old joke was it's just 36 months away.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what time it is.
Right.
36 months to flatten the curve.
Checks in the mail, as it were.
So the two sides couldn't come to an agreement. So for the first time in history, in its history, on August 1st of 2017, Bitcoin, BTC, had a chain fork, or chain split, and Bitcoin Cash, or BCH, was born. Instantly, everyone who had Bitcoin BTC also had the same amount of the then-new Bitcoin Cash BCH.
Yep.
I prefer to call the event a schism, however, because outside of the technical aspects, from the human perspective, a chain split resembles a religious schism. Two groups of people who previously agreed come to irreconcilable differences and go their separate ways.
Yeah.
Whether political, sports, or crypto, human nature appears to be very tribal, for better or for worse. So are we better off or worse off for having Bitcoin Cash, BTC, or BCH, and Bitcoin BTC? Well, it depends on your perspective. I think it would have been better if the Bitcoin programmers just increased the block size, fixing the problem of the full network and the ridiculous fees. Unfortunately, they wouldn't do this, and so Bitcoin Cash had to happen.
Well, yeah, like the funny thing about the small blockers here, what they said first was, you know, they told everybody to fork off was the terminology they did. Mm-hmm. When they did, then they called everybody an S coin. Okay, mm-hmm. And
Because to them, Bitcoin BTC is the one true savior of all coins.
And you know, you'll play what they were saying. Basically, they had this really unenviable position, this really crappy position. The position is, you will do as we say you will do, and you will shut up about all of your opinions otherwise. And that's just what Bitcoin would be worth so much more if you people hadn't have forked off like we told you to fork off. I mean,
it wouldn't be, because the only real solution to scalability is to have multiple blockchains. You don't have to worry about, can this blockchain scale enough or can that blockchain scale enough, if you can have as many blockchains as you want.
But it would be nice if they tried, and they didn't. More coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a surging coronavirus outbreak a red alert that requires all hands on deck in Congress.
Yesterday, our nation suffered a horrifying 144,000 new infections, the eighth straight day of over 100,000 cases.
The city of Chicago on Thursday announced a 30-day stay-at-home order to take effect next week as Illinois and other states across the country are experiencing a rapid surge in COVID-19 cases. Chicago residents being asked to leave their homes for essential activities such as school or grocery shopping and not hold gatherings with anyone outside the person's immediate household and to avoid all non-essential travel. Mayor Lightfoot was dancing in the streets after the media declared Joe Biden as president on Saturday. USA Radio News. A Pennsylvania judge ruled in favor of President Trump's campaign on Thursday, saying the Pennsylvania Secretary of State overstepped her authority to change an election deadline 2 days before the election last week. The Democrats submitting guidance saying proof of identification could be provided up until November 12th. State law stipulates that voters have until November 9th to deal with problems regarding a lack of proof of identification. As far as other lawsuits regarding Pennsylvania, Trump 2020 campaign spokesman Kaylee McEnany tells Fox News.
In seven counties, Democrat-leaning counties, they received your ballot in advance. It's illegal to open those ballots until Election Day, the mail-in ballots. But somehow they were determining which ballots were not accurate and telling voters to fix them in advance.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Democrats will enter 2021 with their slimmest majority in the House since World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that we are talking about cryptocurrency in some level of, an unusual level, I would say, of detail, but we're going to try to keep it as understandable as possible for brand new people, because we know that most of the people listening to this conversation are completely new to crypto or just having gotten into it, for instance. And you may not realize some of the kind of the weird stuff that can go on. I'm not trying to scare people away from cryptocurrency here, but just to inform that this is a new thing, and it's not like money that we've dealt with in the past generations. There is a learning curve, and as we mentioned, you can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about, you know, the basics of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. But there is a learning curve, and I think that having some knowledge is better and preferable to being completely unaware of what's going on around you.
Right, you've probably been unaware of how money's created up to this point. How's that treated you?
Oh, and, you know, the money works. It just gets worse over time.
I understand.
The clueless people are happier.
Could be.
Well, hold on.
Ignorance is bliss.
Let me address that for a second. It might be nice to be clueless about it. However, that's what the people who manage the worldwide fiat currencies want you to be, is clueless.
Ignorant. Yeah.
And if you are, chances are good you will have less of it because it is, in fact, designed to not stay in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. See, I think it's kind of like studying history. Those who don't study history
are doomed to repeat it.
Those who do study history are doomed to stand by helplessly while everybody else repeats it anyway.
It's true.
I'd like to wish the new president the best of luck.
We'll get back into the story here in just a moment, but I do want to tell you about AnyPay, because if you are ready to get into accepting cryptocurrency at your business or your online website where you're selling stuff on, say, WooCommerce, you can easily get the AnyPay WooCommerce plugin. Just go to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. You can learn more about the various services they offer you there, including brick-and-mortar businesses accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash. And AnyPay, by the way, is saying they're going to support both of the forks of Bitcoin Cash. That's what their current plan is. And we'll tell you about that fork coming up here, because right now we're still laying the foundation for what's coming this weekend, possibly, by telling you about what happened back in 2017 with Bitcoin's first ever what they call chain split. So learn more about AnyPay. Go to AnyPayInc.com. Start taking cryptocurrency at your business. So we're looking back at 2017. It was August of 2017 when Bitcoin, BTC, for the first time in not quite a decade at that point, but most of it, for the first time ever had an internal schism, where two sides couldn't agree on which direction the programming should go in. So one set of programmers went off this way, and they had their miners supporting them, and another set of programmers went off another way, and they had other miners supporting them. And Bitcoin Cash was born from this process. So looking at that, and again, my story here is written over at freekeen.com, asking the question of, are we better or worse off because this split happened? And you argued, Nobody, that having a bunch of different options in the marketplace is ultimately what we would have anyway, and so we're better off having more choices.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the other thing is, like you say, programmers have different ideas about what's going to work. And as a programmer, I speak of this feelingly, the only way to find out what's going to work is to try it and measure it. And, you know, you get most of the time, if you profile your code, which is, you know, time it to see how long it takes to do different things, it will surprise you. It won't be what you expect. Mm-hmm. So you've got
to
try all the things and see what works. And
sure,
every once in a while, you end up with, like, a Windows or something. But then you get Windows. You get Linux, too.
Yeah. Right. In this case, there is an additional factor. It's not just a bunch of people toying around with code and trying different things. There's money involved.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah, there's always been a lot of money involved in code.
Sure. But we're talking about... But one programmer sitting in an office and, you know, tweaking and testing code is one thing. It's another thing when you're dealing with billions of dollars worth of value that is associated with that
code. Right.
Well,
you just pointed out that Bitcoin is now has a hot market cap higher than the value of Disney.
Disney. That's right.
So, when I worked for Citibank, one of my colleagues fired up a piece of code that, regrettably for him, subtracted when it should have added. It flipped his sign, and I believe that Citibank lost something like $75 million in the 15 minutes that code was running.
Oh, my God. So he didn't test that enough in development before going live on a production server?
Yes, not.
Jeez.
So they promoted him to management.
Well, I mean, this was during the heady days of the banking scam.
Mm. Well, I'm pretty sure those days are still going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a different banking scam. Now they call it COVID-19.
So the point I wanted to make, though, on this, you know, are we better off or worse off, is that increased competition, sadly, has done nothing to get Bitcoin's programmers to fix their problem. Meanwhile, network
but
fees...
competition means they don't have to. We can happily spend other cryptos.
We can. We can. There's no doubt about it. But there's still... Bitcoin has this tremendous network effect. It has the first mover advantage. It has the name recognition. And people are still going out and buying it, not knowing that it's effectively a broken piece of software.
Maybe it has the corporate media is promoting me because I'm irredeemably broken because Blockstream got paid off by the bank.
And that's coming in the next paragraph.
It's not that I don't believe any of that. However, I would push back against that. Bitcoin does what
they, Blockstream, and the small blockers, claim that they want it to do. It is a store of value. And
yeah, you can't be a store of value unless you have value.
We'll get into all of that coming up here. So, again, the programmers haven't fixed Bitcoin. So the network fees are on the rise again, just like in 2017. Just 1 week ago, the average fee was over $10. And as I wrote this article, it was over $6. Most people buying Bitcoin BTC are unaware of the insane fees because they're buying it on sites like Coinbase or apps like Cash App. And if they never move the funds off those platforms, they never experience the insane network fee. So to them, it's just an investment vehicle. It's not money.
But also, they don't have any Bitcoin. They've just got Bitcoin futures.
Yeah, that's yeah, really
like
what they've
got. Their Bitcoin. Right.
Right. So if, you might have a promise for Bitcoin,
yeah,
but you don't have Bitcoin unless you're holding it in your own
wallet,
what they call non-custodial wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So if
mm-hmm.
you've got it at Coinbase or Cash App or PayPal or any one of these places, then they're holding your Bitcoin.
And they'll do what they want with it.
And think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Would you let those companies hold your gold bars? And if the answer is yes, then by all means, continue doing what you're doing. But if the answer is no, then you're not doing this right. Take it from a guy who fell for the first Bitcoin scam. Mm.
It was one of them.
The MyBitcoinWallet.com scam. Mm-hmm. And in that scam, we didn't want to go through the trouble of creating our own Bitcoin wallet and managing it ourselves and keeping track of our own wallet. And it was much harder back in those days than it is now. Now it's easy. You really don't have an excuse. So what we did was...
We trusted some guy on the internet.
We sent to somebody who used the word...
Never trust some guy on the internet. That's just a bad plan.
We sent our money to a guy who used the word bank to describe his own Bitcoin wallet, and we sent money to him, and then, a month later or so, he said, whoops, I got hacked. Sorry, bye, guys, I'm out of business.
It's all gone.
Bye-bye. And then shortly thereafter, everybody in the Bitcoin sphere says, hey, you read Bell's Assassination Politics article, right? We're going to have you killed if you don't give our Bitcoin back. And suddenly he's like, I found half of the Bitcoin.
Where did that come from?
And he sent half back to everybody, and then he disappeared.
Which just goes to show, you can fool some of the people all of the time, you can fool all of the people some of the time, and generally that's sufficient.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way here about the kind of the history of Bitcoin schisms and internal conflicts and what is coming potentially this weekend on Sunday with Bitcoin Cash. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thanks to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. He is a gold amplifier. And that means that Gene is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. You like the fact that we're talking about freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency regularly here on broadcast radio and, of course, online, then you can help us like Gene has done. He did it for $10 a month. We only ask for $5, so he's doing twice the recommended amount. I definitely appreciate that. But you can get some cool benefits and some perks by going over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com, getting signed up there. And you can use the old Bitcoin BTC if you want. We also accept debit card, credit card, and PayPal through the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Bitcoin Cash and what's possibly going to happen on Sunday with another schism, another contentious, what they call fork or chain fork of Bitcoin Cash. But it requires us to also talk about the history, and that involves Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, BTC, when it first split the very first time in 2017 and became, you know, two competing forms of cryptocurrency, one Bitcoin BTC, the other Bitcoin Cash BCH. And so that's still where we're at in this story that I wrote over at freekeen.com, just trying to go over the basics of all this for folks to inform you of what's going on. So anyway, the fees on Bitcoin, they're back up. You know, it's almost as bad as it was in 2017 when fees shot up to like $25, $30. We've seen over $10 fees.
They literally haven't increased the capacity of the network at all.
That's the thing. They've done
basically
nothing.
Basically, nothing's happened in 3 years. And, you know, the probable, almost certain future was that this was going to happen again. And it has happened again. And maybe that means that currencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash and other things will be poised to take over. But at this moment, Bitcoin is still the king of the hill.
See, one of the strange things about Bitcoin that's like the opposite of the rest of the world. Normally, if you produce the best product, you'll make the most money.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the Federal Reserve, if they want to damage a project, has literally an infinite amount of money to spend.
Correct.
So the thing is, if there was one team of crypto guys, if there was only one, then they could absolutely crush them.
Mm-hmm.
A, they could have them killed. Okay.
Right.
It's not hard to have maybe a dozen people killed. But
accidents do happen.
When you've got a whole bunch of coins, then all of a sudden you've got hundreds of programmers.
You can't take them all out.
And if you take some, so exactly, right. It decentralizes the knowledge, it decentralizes the infrastructure.
Plus some of these coins.
This is why there must be a variety of coins, just like there must be right. a variety of banks, a variety of telephone carriers, a variety of pot dealers.
But the difference
because
between
competition makes the difference between right. a working market and a non-working
and
market.
Thankfully, unlike telephone carriers and banks, the Bitcoin cryptocurrency universe is unregulated. So there's no bureaucrats standing in the way. There's no legislators
getting more regulated
standing in the way. Well, there's no regulations on whether or not you can copy Bitcoin's code and launch your own cryptocurrency. There's no one standing in the way of that.
Is it under the GPL?
I don't know what the license is, but it's open. It's an open source project. Satoshi Nakamoto doesn't even exist anymore. I mean, he or she hasn't made a public appearance
since
2011.
Strong statement. He doesn't exist.
Maybe we don't know. The guy
could
be dead.
He may have never existed.
Somebody created Bitcoin.
Who he was.
Whether it was space aliens or a man or a woman or a team of people, I don't know. But
even the NSA.
Could be.
I mean,
could be.
There are those who
doesn't
said
seem like something they would do though.
Various far-fetched ideas as to why
that isn't the NSA's
one reason.
MO.
No, it's not really.
Well, I mean,
DARPA perhaps.
Okay, here's a reason. I mean, maybe the CIA or somebody, but
they still exist.
Here's something that they could do. Okay, it may well be that they've got a mathematician at the NSA, which has some of the best mathematicians in the world, that has figured out a way to twiddle the digits in the encryption scheme used in the blockchain, and all of a sudden we need wider keys in order to stay ahead of them, because that's what happens. The difficulty of cracking a key is related to the size of that key.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry.
Okay. Well, basically, if you were the CIA and you had a desire to do so, then you might do release something like Bitcoin, thinking, "Hey, we'll suck everybody's money in." But we know where the body is buried, so we pull out the universal key once all the people who hate the government have put their money into it, and we just unlock the whole blockchain, and it disappears into the
Well, that is startup. A nasty conspiracy theory.
It is,
and I think it gives them too much credit.
True, but again, the diversity of blockchains mean that, maybe there's a backdoor in the original Bitcoin, but they can't possibly have backdoored them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem like the government, I don't give them enough credit to pull off things like that.
Oh, there are some smart people working for the government.
Well, wouldn't they have been smart enough to realize that this could undermine the government? Because that seems to be one of the major purposes, at least by Satoshi Nakamoto.
It seems to be, but there's a lot of strange things going on that seem to be aimed at doing things that don't make any sense. The COVID thing, the housing bubble thing.
Well, I mean, some of those things make sense from certain perspectives.
COVID makes sense if you want the government
to have more power, and the housing bubble makes sense for the people that were making money off of that.
Well, it makes sense from the point of view of someone who wants to sow division.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are all possibilities. Obviously, I don't believe in it. I have 10% of my my church has 10% of its net worth in cryptocurrency, which isn't much, but it's ours. Or, I'm sorry, we've got 10% of our cryptocurrency holdings in BTC.
BTC, okay.
So you're no longer Pope Indigent the First.
The holdings are not
are not substantial at this point, you know, but I no longer have to worry about, you know, where I'm gonna get my pizza, pretty much.
So I'm back to the story here from freekeen.com. So this now common viewpoint about Bitcoin BTC, that it is a, quote, store of value rather than electronic cash, was not always the case and has been cultivated by its supporters in recent years. Satoshi's white paper was clear. Bitcoin was supposed to be electronic cash. It's right there in the title. If you don't have to read the whole thing, it's there in the title. Who is also, or which is also a store of value. For years, Bitcoin's network fee, which are paid by the sender, were no more than a penny's worth of Bitcoin per transaction. There are some interesting theories that suggest old money companies like MasterCard, via its membership in the Digital Currency Group, are funding key Bitcoin programmers by investing in a company called Blockstream, who put those programmers on its payroll several years ago, after which all the trouble started. Another investor of Blockstream is AXA Group, a massive global bank. Satoshi created Bitcoin to undermine the old money institutions like MasterCard and big bankers like AXA, but now they're funding its key developers? Whether it's through a conspiracy to make Bitcoin less useful in the marketplace or just the inaction that can sometimes result from being the king of the hill, Bitcoin has not been fixed. It's still broken due to network congestion driving up the fees. Bitcoin Cash, BCH, is a much more useful alternative than Bitcoin, primarily because its network fees are what they should be, around 1 cent worth of Bitcoin Cash. Of course, plenty of cryptos have low fees, like Dash, but Bitcoin Cash has had the staying power to keep in the top 10, while Dash, once ranked as high as number 5 by market cap, has fallen down the charts. Currently, Dash is at around number 30 or so.
And most of these charts include things that wouldn't call themselves digital cash.
Correct. It includes all of the cryptocurrencies that are recognizable.
There's lots of cryptocurrencies that really aren't currencies. They're all kind. They're tokens for
all kinds,
all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Ethereum, for instance.
Which, in a lot of cases, I mean, I think that's going to be eventually what gets traded in. I think that what we'll see is we'll see blockchains, but those blockchains will trace the movement of real material goods.
Well, they already have, like, logistics companies that are implementing blockchain technology, for instance, to help actually trace their products along the product chain from point to point.
Just the idea of having a verifiably true ledger and journal is a huge boon to business. It's
and that was
the holy grails.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that makes Bitcoin unique and one of the things that makes it a real innovator. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.